I received a phone call this week from a friend who has Parkinson's who had just listened to my Parkinson's Recovery radio show interview with Gita Findelman, who is a laughter yoga instructor. My friend said the following. He said, "You know, I'm well aware that laughter makes me feel a great deal better, that I see sustained relief from my symptoms. And yet, what I really realized from listening to your radio show is that I haven't been laughing for months. I know that it helps, but I don't do it. Isn't that curious?" We all do this, of course. We know what it is we need to do to be able to move forward in our lives, to come into our full power, to get relief from whatever symptoms we may be experiencing in the moment. We know what we need to do, but we don't do it. There are, as it turns out, unconscious resistances to being able to move forward in our lives. This is our shadow selves, so to speak. The meditation this week is designed to invite you to explore what unconscious resistances might be buried deep inside you that are blocking you from taking the steps that are necessary to return to a state of full health and wellness. This particular meditation will last about 35 minutes. It's important that you do this uninterrupted. So find a place, find a time when no one else is going to be saying to you, "Hey, can you help me with this or that?" Second, there are going to be three different ways that you can actually do the work that I'm about to direct for you. This is going to be a writing exercise that is literally a stream of consciousness. So I'm going to start a sentence and invite you to take 2 minutes to complete that sentence. You can do this really in three ways. The first way, and my preference, is to go to a computer to set up a Word file and really just to begin typing. I can type almost as fast as I can talk, not quite, but almost, and so I don't lose track of what I'm thinking. The idea behind stream of consciousness writing is there is no censorship. There is no judgment about whatever thoughts might come out. You're doing this for yourself. You're doing this so that you can somehow identify anything that may be in your unconscious that is a resistance and blocking you from moving forward. So you want to make sure that you can get down whatever thoughts tend to move into your consciousness. So writing at a computer is one of the possible ways to do what we are about to do. The second way is to get a tape recorder, you know, something that you can basically talk into. So as I give you the beginning of the sentence, you can literally begin to talk into the tape recorder uncensored, without judgment, and you can listen to what you have said at a later date in either later in the day or later in the week. A third way, of course, is to get out a pad of paper, a pen or a pencil, and then to write that in longhand. Three ways, three possibilities. Stop this particular meditation recording for just a minute and get set whichever of these three ways you want to proceed now. So either set up your Word program on your computer or get your tape recorder so that you can record yourself talking, or number three, get a couple of sheets of paper. This is not the kind of exercise where you want to literally listen to the beginning of the sentence and then think it through. You want to record it down. Because what happens is there are certain sentences, certain thoughts that will jump out that will be the clues about what's really happening. Remember, it's unconscious, so that we have to allow ourselves to have literally an uncensored stream of consciousness in our thinking process to allow this buried unconscious blockage to pop out so that we can acknowledge it, we can make it conscious, and then we can actually release it. So stop the recording and set up your preferred way now. Welcome back. Now that you're all set up with your preferred way, get ready for our about 30 minutes now of unconscious, uncensored writing. So what I'm going to do for you is I'll start a sentence out for you, and your job is to take 2 minutes to literally continue to finish that sentence. Of course, you may be writing a number of different sentences. They may not even be sentences. It doesn't matter really what you write. There's no right or wrong with this, really. What you want to do is to be able to allow yourself to record whatever thoughts are emerging as a result of the prompt that I will give you. Now, one of the formulas for why this particular exercise works so well is that I'm going to time this. So I'll time it for you, and I'll stop the writing at the 2-minute mark. I've actually got a timer right next to myself. So I'll start the sentence, I'll time it, and then I'll move to the next sentence for you to finish after the 2-minute mark. Okay, first we'd like to be able to ground ourselves, to become present. So take a little breath in. Hold it for 3 seconds and allow that breath to go out, releasing whatever worries, anxieties, or concerns that you're bringing into this particular exercise. You're doing this for yourself, not for anyone else. We've been in the first 5 minutes of this exercise in a very mental place, so that I could actually offer you the instructions of what's about to happen and a rationale for why we are doing this particular meditation. Let's take another deep breath in and hold it for the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, and then gently let that air out as you release all of the worries, the concerns, the bothers, the aches, the pains, the thoughts that are so depressing, as you release all of those now from your awareness and your consciousness. Set your intention now to make conscious whatever is impeding your action to recover. It's best to do this with both of your feet on the ground. It helps make conscious what has heretofore been entirely buried and unconscious. So get ready now, either at your computer or with your tape recorder or with your pen or pencil, and the exercise is I will start the sentence, and I'm just going to invite you to stream of consciousness, begin writing away. Again, I'll stop you at the 2-minute mark and give you another prompt for writing. Recovery is, and now begin writing or talking. Writing or talking without judgment, without censorship, allowing whatever to flow needs to flow. Noticing if you're refusing to write something because you think it might not be helpful. Record everything that comes to consciousness now. Recovery is, continue to write, continue to talk. The truth about recovery is, and begin to write or talk now. Stop. Next. What I like about recovery is... Stop. What I dislike about recovery is... stop. I fear recovery because... Stop. When I think about recovery, I feel... Stop. The color of recovery is... stop, what recovery thinks of me is... Stop. If recovery were a person, he or she would be... Congratulate yourself. You are now done with stream of consciousness writing. Relax your fingers. Put your thinking caps on off. Take a short breath in. Hold it to the count of two. And let it out with a sigh of relief. Look back now over what you have written What jumps out at you? What are you surprised about? What strikes you as being curious? What did you learn that you really didn't know before? Was it easy to answer some questions, but difficult to answer others? What jumps off the paper or the computer or the tape recorder at you as being an aha moment? What floats to the top for you in this moment? What's the degree of positive relative to negative? Feel in or touch what you have written. How much energy does it have? Does it have unending force and power? Does it have all of the energy necessary to move forward in your life? Or is there a sense of stuckness as you connect into what you have just recorded or written? We all have unconscious resistance to moving forward. At times it can be very serious and block us so that we get so stuck, we not only become ill, but we get worse and worse and worse until we give up. Imagine, if you would, that you're looking at yourself and specifically your spine as if you were looking at your back now, with your feet on the ground, being fully present to yourself, and also acknowledging that you are not forcing anything now, but with your intention, simply say to yourself or out loud, I, and fill in your name, please, now, today, at this time and in this hour, release, remove, detach, eject, and shield any and all unconscious resistances to recovery that lie buried deep inside the cells of my body. I release, remove, detach, eject, and shield all of that now. And with a very quick breath, send that correction now to your spine as we do this together. Feel the release throughout every cell of your body. As you restore, regenerate, and reclaim your commitment to do all that is necessary to recover, to continue to take the steps that you know are helpful in getting you back on the road to recovery. Feel this place of confidence. Feel this place of power. Feel this place of assurance, knowing now that you have released all of the blockages and resistances that are tying you down from taking the action that you know can make a huge difference to yourself, to your friends, and to your family. Know now that you are in a perfect place, a perfect time, and a perfect position to manifest your destiny. Many blessings. This has been, of course, Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.